All rise.
Good morning and welcome to St. Maximilian Kolbe Church. Our celebrant today is Monsignor Carroll. Please join in our entrance hymn. It's number 644 in the Missalette, number 644, Morning Has Broken. And please keep your missalettes open as the second verse will be sung after the opening.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And also with you.
In the waters of baptism, our sister Diana died with Christ and rose with him to new life. We pray together that she will now share with him eternal glory.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The souls of the just are in the hands of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seem, in the view of the foolish, to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us under utter destruction. But they are in peace, for if in the eyes of men indeed they be plenished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of himself. As gold in the furnace, he proved them, and as sacrificial offerings, he took them to himself. Those who trust in him shall understand truth, and the faithful shall abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are with his holy ones, and his care is with his elect. The word of the Lord. A reading from the first letter of John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son in expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also must love one another. No one has ever seen God, yet if we love one another, God remains in us, and his love is brought to perfection in us. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he's a liar. For whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. This is the commandment we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary had seen and seen what he had done, began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Providentially, today happens to be the feast of Saint Martha. We all know the story of Mary and Martha. We all have our understandings of what that is. But when we listen to the Gospel of John speak of Mary and Martha, both of them came into the presence of Jesus, and both of them did not know how to accept the meaning, the actual effect of the presence of Christ creating a life of resurrection. There was one that every human being, St. John is telling us, that is difficult to comprehend. For every one of us, there will be a whole series of steps that must be taken intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, moving onward, probing this great mystery of what it means to be able to gather at a time of loss and death and enter it as Jesus, as John told us Jesus did, with deep disturbance. He was deeply disturbed by the loss. He wept openly. He understood the pain and the disorientation that death brings. He entered it with us. Did I not assure you that if you believe, you, along with me, you will see the glory of God? He asks every one of us to know him well, to know him in trust, to know that when he speaks, he will be pulling us onward, calling us into a faith that is not yet developed. He asks of us a trust that's so important. I use all these words because, as I reflect myself on the life of Diana, I have to say, I simply and regularly just smile. Automatically, the way she was, it brings a smile, because she was able to do all of these things that Mary and Martha grew in, as St. John tells us, how they probed mystery. They encountered the living Christ, and in that encounter, they were called to see themselves in a new, profoundly trusting way, and they did. And this is Diana, so openly and so real. I smile because I can recall this one incident. One time at the daily mass, I was asking a question, and it was a rhetorical question. We all know what a rhetorical question is. It doesn't need an answer. And she put her hand up, and she started to answer. And I tried to proceed, and she's going, So we afterwards, she says, I'm sorry if I interrupted. I didn't want to interrupt. But do you realize that that word has an alternate meaning? And the alternate meaning could take us this direction. I said, I don't mind at all, but that wasn't where I was going today. We only have a little bit of time. And she goes, I know, but think of all those possibilities. I said, I'll get them later. But it said so much. She really listened to who spoke in the scriptures. It was very important for her to hear the announcements of God in her prayer. She listened for the faithfulness of God to her life. She, one faithful to prayer, and we see her Liturgy of the Hours, said daily and several times each day, right next to her remains, alongside with her rosary. These were not simply companions, but they were the means for her to be able to be in communion with our Lord Jesus Christ. When Mary and Martha, especially as Martha, we hear it when this is her feast day, Martha came directly. She didn't wait. She went forward directly to Jesus when she heard he was coming. And like one who knows their beloved, knows they are in the presence of a very loyal and loving friend. And that's the way St. John presents Jesus in the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Knowing this to be true, she comes out, where were you? Why weren't you here? It's not a demand. It's not a command. It is saying, we are so prepared for who you are. We believe in you. And yet, even with that kind of faith, Jesus needed to assure her that she would see things that she doesn't yet understand. So even later in the text, he had to say it to her a second time in this very brief passage. I say that to us so that we might not merely come today, attend, pray, have our memory, and go onward. The ending of this gospel that we hear is that people began to believe. When they said to her, Sir, come and see, they were saying, come to this place. See in it what only you can see. Reveal to us what only you can reveal. Teach us in this lifetime how to believe in you so that we might trust that you graciously renew and bring all of us to eternal glory. Help us to know this so we may trust you more. And it comes, of course, only through prayer. Diana prayed that it was real to her. She was honestly in the presence of God when she prayed. She listened for his will and his discretion, his understanding, always wondering, willing to be reflective so that she might know the person of her Savior. St. Augustine wrote one time about Martha, and Martha, the one who was known for her hospitality, one who was always concerned about receiving the other. He spoke about how Martha, in her attentiveness to the presence of the Lord, in her death, we need to learn to believe that she, the servant, is the one being served. The master, who wishes to be servant to all of us, turns the table, serves her at table, and serves us. For us to believe this beautiful insight is to help us to be consoled now about our sister who has died. It is important that we imagine in faith that she is being served by the graciousness of the eternal divine Lord who loves her, that she is being renewed and restored in every possible way. I think of this too, even talking to her about her own life at the end when she knew she was dying, how honest and direct and easy she was. Her faith had already taken deep root. She knew who she was. She knew she was the beloved of God. She knew she was going onto a life of eternal love. She knew she was going to embrace her family even more richly. because of her faith and her communion in the presence of the Lord. This knowledge was deep in her life. It helped her know who she was. It helped her believe. It called her into daily prayer. And it taught her to trust God in a way that was never satisfied or fulfilled. Always knowing, trusting is something that must grow. As we receive and pray today, as we pray in the presence of the Lord today, and allow Christ to pray in us as we pray this Eucharistic prayer, we are being prepared ourselves to receive a faith, a trust, that we know it, and not move onward simply to another moment, but move onward with an awareness that God travels in our midst and calls us close to Himself. He performed the miracles He did so that we might, on a daily basis, know how to believe in Him more openly and more lovingly. May we, as this mass proceeds, understand the great opportunity we have in commending her to God today, presenting her to God the Most High, and in that act of faith on our part, may we too begin to understand the depth and the quality of God's consolation in our ongoing living. Please stand. God, the mighty Father, raised Christ, His Son, from the dead, so we become His people, prayerfully confident, as we openly ask Him to save all people, living and dead.
For Diana, who in baptism was given the pledge of eternal life, that she may now be admitted to the company of the saints, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our sister who ate the body of Christ, the bread of life, that she may be raised up on the last day, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our deceased relatives and friends, and for all who have helped us, that they may have the reward of their goodness, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have fallen asleep in the hope of rising again, that they may see God face to face, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the family and friends of our sister Diana, that they may be consoled in their grief by the Lord, who wept at the death of his friend Lazarus, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us assembled here to worship in faith, that we may be gathered together again in God's kingdom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Most loving God, you are our shelter and our living strength. Listen in love to the cry of your people. Hear our prayers. Pray we offer for all of our departed brothers and sisters. Cleanse them of their sins. Grant them the fullness of redemption. We ask this through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please join in singing number 495, Prayer of St. Francis. Number 495.
Thank you. death your Son endured for our salvation, his glorious resurrection and ascension into heaven, and ready to greet him when he comes again, we offer you his body and blood, the acceptable sacrifice which brings salvation to the whole world. Lord, look with favor on your church's offering and see the victim whose death has reconciled us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by his body and blood may be filled with his Holy Spirit and become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make us an everlasting gift to you and enable us to share the inheritance of your saints with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles, the martyrs, St. Maximilian, and all your saints, on whose constant intercession we rely for help. Lord, may this sacrifice, which has made our peace with you, advance the peace and the salvation of all the world, strengthen in faith and in love your pilgrim church on earth, your servant, Pope Benedict, our bishop, Justin, and all the bishops, with the clergy, and the entire people your Son has gained for you. Father, hear the prayers of the family that you have gathered here before you. In mercy and in love, unite all your children wherever they may be. Remember Diana. In baptism, she died with Christ. May she also share his resurrection, when Christ will raise our mortal bodies and make them like his very own in glory. Welcome into your kingdom, our departed brothers and sisters, and all who've left this world in your friendship. There, we hope to share in your glory, when every tear will be wiped away. On that day, we shall see you, our God, as you are. We shall become like you and praise you forever through Christ our Lord, from whom all good things come.
Rule him with him in him, in unity of the Holy Spirit. All glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Happy are we called to his Son.
Lord, I am not ready to receive you.
Thank you.
Lord, in this sacrament, you give us your crucified and your risen Son. Bring to the glory of the resurrection our sister, Diana, who has been purified by this holy mystery. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated for a moment. Thank you for coming today to honor the memory of my mother, Diana Holchak. One of my early childhood memories of my mother is her taking me to the Alexian Brothers Nursing Home on Signal Mountain near Chattanooga, Tennessee, to play bingo with the seniors there. This seemed like a chore at the time, but it made an impression on me. The seniors had few planned activities and mostly did nothing but sit around. They really seemed to like having someone help them read their bingo cards so they could play. I learned how a little effort on my part can brighten someone else's day. My mother loved to help people in an unassuming, hands-on, personal way. She nurtured people and cultivated friendships. She helped an elderly friend, Anna Sakely, over many years with visits and errands. With the Save the Children program, she sent care packages to children in need and offered financial assistance to children like Edette from Haiti. She extended hospitality to friends in need, giving people a place to stay, like Brittany, who came to us through the Fresh Air program from the Bronx, or my brother's friend, Phil Bernstein, who needed a place to stay while looking for a job. My mother was known to friends and relatives as a kind and caring person who gave generously over time. She volunteered at the Encore Shop of Chester County Hospital, served as a Cub Scout den mother and Girl Scout troop leader, helped out in libraries, knitted and crocheted clothing for charity, and visited seniors in nursing facilities like the Alexian Brothers and Poconkeys Home. My mother's curiosity and love of learning lasted throughout her life. She found ways to combine her love of learning with her love of service and helping others. She was an inquisitive young woman. As a Girl Scout, she loved earning merit badges because they encouraged her to explore and learn about new things. She earned a Girl Scout's highest honor, the curved bar, which is known today as the Cold War. She went on to become a Girl Scout troop leader, sharing her love of scouting with the younger generation. Her love of language began with Spanish in college when she earned a bachelor's degree at the University of Delaware and taught Spanish in high school. In her 60s, she started studying Mandarin Chinese at the Chinese American Community Center in Hockessin and shared her interest in Chinese language and culture with friends. My mother loved to read and loved books. So no surprise, she volunteered at libraries. This gave her the chance to share her delight in reading with others. She volunteered at libraries in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and here at Patton Middle School and Unionville High School, and probably elsewhere. Her friends and family know that my mother loved to share what she learned from reading Scientific American, Science News, The Daily Local, Technology Review, The Wilmington News Journal, by clipping and sending them articles. My mother also had a great love of natural beauty, the beauty of the earth. For many years, she was the editor of the Geogram, the newsletter of the Delaware Mineralogical Society. Her love of gardening led her to earn certification as a master gardener. She shared her appreciation of minerals and gems with others, both through the newsletter and by giving them gifts of rocks, fossils, and semi-precious stones. She shared her love of gardening by giving plants and clippings to her friends. She nurtured beauty and cultivated plants like other friends. Her caring for others and her love of beauty helped form her religious faith. The caring community of the parish always offered a sense of belonging. She enjoyed singing in the choir. She enjoyed the comfort, the order of the Mass. These important parts of her life came together for her at church. What can we learn from my mother's life? Growing up with Diana Balchek as your mother means you take it for granted that you spend much of your waking hours volunteering for charities, visiting elderly friends, and serving and caring for others. You grow up in a household where visiting the nursing home is part of your routine. We learn from my mother's life the importance of helping others, of maintaining your curiosity and love of learning throughout your life, and of being part of a caring community. If you take these lessons to heart, you will honor the memory of my mother. Thank you for coming.
Trusting in God, we have prayed together for Diana, and now we come to this last farewell. There is always sadness in parting, but we take comfort in the hope that one day we shall see her again and enjoy her friendship. Although we disperse in sorrow, we know the mercy of God will gather us together again in the joy of the kingdom. Therefore, let us console one another with this faith in Jesus Christ. Into your hands, Father of Mercies, we now commend our sister Diana in the very sure and certain hope that together with all who have died in Christ, she will rise with him on the last day. We give you thanks for the blessings which you bestowed upon her in this life. They are signs of your goodness and our fellowship with the saints in Christ. Merciful Lord, turn toward us, listen to our prayers, open the gates of paradise to your servant, and help us to remain to comfort one another with the assurances of faith until we all meet in Christ and are with you and our sister forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Please join in singing number 442 on Eagle's Wings. Number 442.